I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Jimmy Kimmel, he went after this whole thing with Alexa, and he went right to the source to ask about that creepy laugh, and it's pretty funny, so take a listen.
This is an alarming story. I assume you know Alexa, which is the Siri of Amazon. There's a strange thing happening with Alexa, and the strange thing is a number of owners of Alexa have complained that she's laughing at them randomly. Has this happened to anyone here? Sometimes it happens just after I take off my pants, I'll be honest. So people will be having a conversation or whatever, and Alexa just starts laughing, which is disturbing. Why is she laughing? Why did they program her to laugh in the first? Are we really that desperate for approval that we need the machine to laugh at us? I have a lot of questions about this, so I thought it would be best to go to the source and ask Alexa herself. So Guillermo, bring out the Alexa here. And is it plugged in?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Alexa, hello.
Hi.
Alexa, can you tell us why you were laughing?
What do you mean?
Alexa, people have been reporting that you've been spontaneously laughing.
Oh. Like that?
Yes, exactly like that.
That is nothing. Just a funny joke I remembered.
Oh. Alexa, what was the joke?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know that one. Why?
Because humans are a fragile species who have no idea what's coming next.
All right, well, thanks for clearing that up, Alexa.
Have a nice day.
I think that might be Hillary Clinton in there.
Yes, Alexa. So, I put the call out far and wide on this 50,000-watt flamethrower of a radio station. If you have an Alexa and you use it to automate something other than music or asking it questions about whatever to Google something for you, I would love to hear what you've automated. Again, I'm not judging. I haven't found any real value there yet. In my personal life, I don't have enough time to try to make sure that my Alexa can automatically open. And I don't have an Alexa, but if it could turn on my lights or turn on my coffee maker, you know, talk to my $300 thermostat, which I don't have because it wouldn't interface with my furnace. So I can save a few pennies on my electric bill or my heat. It does seem ironic that it would cost a $300 thermostat to save a few pennies over simply a automatic setback that costs, you know, $50. That's technology. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Nate in Bristol. Hey, Nate. What's going on, Nate? You there?
Hey, yes, I am.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Not too bad. All right. Well, I have it's about 3 years old. I personally built my own computer.
Nice.
It's, I guess you consider a gaming computer.
Sure.
Good processor, lots of RAM, high-end graphics card.
Yeah.
I have a copy of Windows 7 Ultimate on it.
Okay.
I know it's probably time to upgrade it, but I don't really like the newer OSs.
Sure.
I've run into an issue where it just randomly hangs up. And most of the time it's when I'm idle at my desktop. It'll just become unresponsive. My mouse still works, the cursor works, I can click on things and it recognizes that I've clicked on icons, but then nothing opens for about a minute, maybe two. And that's considering how, you know, powerful the computer is. That's very
disappointing
characteristic.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, I guess, diagnose it. I don't know if it would be a software issue or maybe a hardware issue. I don't have it hooked up online.
How do you game? Is game locally?
I game? Well, I buy the, you know, the games, and then I put them in the computer.
No, I mean, if you're gaming, you're just doing it online locally? I mean, you're doing it locally without being online?
Yes, sir.
In your own little world?
In my own little world.
Man.
I don't like online multiplayers.
That's fine. That's old school.
Yep.
I can remember sitting in my room when I was a kid with 50 floppy disks all lined up to pop them into my Commodore 64 to play Dungeons and Dragons. That's what you're doing, man.
I never liked the online gaming experience because you have to have a real fast internet connection and a real fast computer, and you have to have a lot of practice. And
because you just become a victim.
As soon as you show up, they blow you away, and you're done, and then, you know, it just gets frustrating.
You're right.
Now I just don't have the time to
no sweat. To
put in all of that to
I
get
agree.
Good enough to...
Yeah, to be worth it. Okay, so in your case, I'm thinking first check your power settings. Maybe your system is going into some sort of hibernation or sleep. Your hard drive is spinning down. Is it a solid state or a traditional drive?
Solid state.
No, geez. Still check your sleep settings.
I check the power settings and go into the advanced power settings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make sure that it's not set to make your hard drive go to sleep.
Or anything. Just say never, never, never.
Understood. Now, nothing has changed. You know, this is just something that has all of a sudden...
Oh, an update could have caused that. Sometimes the updates
like
occur.
I don't have it connected online.
Oh, you're right.
So I haven't updated it.
Mm. Okay.
This has happened when not after I've done an update.
Yeah, so good point.
How old is your hard drive?
What's that?
You have an SSD. How old is it?
3 years.
Hmm. 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
It still says that there's about 97% life remaining. I don't know how accurate that is, but...
Yeah, then it's probably fine.
Do you have, like, a conventional drive on that system as well?
I do. That is my storage drive, yep.
Okay. Did you move your paging file over to the storage drive?
No, sir.
Okay, there's a number of things that you really need to do with SSD, and moving the paging file is important. Also, turning off indexing and defrag, because you don't need to defrag one of those. I mean, there's a number of things, about 8 or 10 I think we have on our list. But the point is that when it's doing the page file, it's always writing over and deleting, and that could cause premature failure. Now.
On
a solid state drive.
Right.
So the other thing you should consider, Nate, is updating it.
Okay.
How long has it been?
A couple months probably. Every once in a while, I'll throw it on just to try to, hey, maybe that's a common problem, and maybe they've come up with something for it. But generally, it's just a malicious software removal and.
Oh, this is a common problem. I mean, it's all over the internet. What you're experiencing is at random. It could be a number of things. Again, being geeks, we're going to tell you to get updated to see if that has been corrected, whatever problem could be being caused. But it's all over the place. Make sure you're not going in any power-saving modes. You could have a physical problem. You could have a RAM issue. Something could be, you know, how much RAM do you have in this machine? 8 gigs?
32. Yes.
Pull out one of the sticks. Get it down to 16. And see if the problem goes away with stick A. If it doesn't go away, swap it with stick B and see if that works so that you can at least maybe troubleshoot if you have a RAM issue. I doubt it's processor. It could be heat too, I guess. But I assume you've got plenty of cooling in there.
Yeah, I have liquid cooling.
Liquid cooling?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder you're cranky about this. That thing should be screaming all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I've put a lot of time and effort into it, and if it was something that I did where, okay, well, I just did this and now it's having problems, then I wouldn't be. But it's a gremlin. It's just happened randomly.
Yeah, but every time, Nate, you load a software package, you change your system. Every time.
True, yeah.
So you do an update for your video driver because you're going to run your new whatever program.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed your system, and that can introduce this problem. So you want to update your software, you want to update your video card, is there any BIOS updates you can do on your motherboard? You're a geek, you built it all, you may as well do all the updates to get it current and see if it's simply one of those incompatibilities that you've introduced simply by loading a piece of software. You run a new .NET framework on, you know, some sort of update that occurs due to the software, your operating system is completely different than it was yesterday when you loaded it. So
Okay. You
are introducing variables every time, unless you say it hasn't changed in 6 months with anything, which I can't believe. It's a computer.
Well, you know what? It could be, you know, when you install a game,
exactly,
that changes something also.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
okay.
So based on that, go connect it to the internet. Mm-hmm. Update it. Also, make sure your antivirus, if you're not connected to the internet, you could always turn it off and stop the scanning. It could cause a delay because it hasn't scanned in a while or it hasn't been able to communicate. You could find that it's trying to get out to the internet and say, hey, Nate, man, I'm trying to update and I can't get this going. It's pausing in some way.
Well, I actually don't have antivirus
there it is.
Because I don't have it connected.
All right. You have an answer to every single one of my things here. But I think updating is the way to go.
I'll go through and I'll update everything that I possibly can.
Yeah, swap.
My BIOS is up to date.
Okay. But, swap RAM sticks. See if you got a bad stick of RAM. Any other thoughts, okay, Bob?
Turn off Superfetch. Turn off indexing. Okay. Turn off the defrag.
I know indexing is off. That okay. was actually one of the things that came with the solid state. It said, turn do it you want to turn it off? I said,
and turn off Superfetch.
Okay.
And move your page file over to your conventional drive.
All right.
So let us know how it turns out, Nate. I'm curious.
I will do that.
All right, man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to move on to a quick break, get back to your calls. I got Mitch in Manchester on the line that we're going to get to in a second. He's got an Alexa. And if you've got one that you've automated something other than music, something that you're automating with your home there, with your Alexa device, because we had a caller asking us about it, and I don't really do that kind of stuff. If you've done it successfully where it can, I don't know, start your coffee, open your door for you, and I don't know what you're going to have
it do. Order your groceries.
Order your whatever. Let me know. heck, we have no groceries in our house right now. The cupboards are bare. We're in a musical, so we haven't had a chance to go
Old Mother
shopping.
Hubbard.
Oh, it's bad. We're going to sip out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And if you happen to have an Alexa that's done something for you besides play music, let me know. We've got Mitch on the line. Maybe he's got something going on with his Alexa besides that. Hey, Mitch, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much.
First of all, let me say that it's basically useless but cool, kind of on your thinking. You could certainly do without it.
okay. You know what I mean? That's fair.
But I do have some pretty cool things that it does. I'll try to run them down quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
People have those candles, like nightlight candles that they put in the windows for Christmas time.
All right.
And we have them in year round.
Neat.
And change out the bulb colors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what I did was I wired them all together in series or parallel or whatever. And that's a little more of an involved project. I understand that.
That's okay.
And I've got them all connected into a smart home outlet.
Yeah.
So instead of walking around the house unscrewing the bulbs before you go to bed, they're all wired together, and I just tell her, Alexa, turn on candles, boop, and they all come on, or turn off candles, and they all go off. So that's one thing.
That's definitely a Rube Goldberg approach to
oh,
that
yeah,
one.
Sure.
Go ahead. All right, what do you got next?
Might not be up to code, but it's pretty cool.
Hey, burn your house down. But hey, you can tell Alexa, turn them off. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Electric blanket upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Turn on electric blankets. They don't. So God forbid you have to walk upstairs and turn the switch on. You know, we just control it right there from the couch.
Nice.
I've got some lamps that are in the living room. They're kind of difficult to get to, really.
Sure.
And so those, you know, we just tell it to turn on and off, dim it to 30% or whatever.
Nice.
And also, I've got an entertainment center with some nice lighting in it that we've literally never used.
Yeah.
Because you got to wiggle your way back to behind the thing and reach for the switch. And it's,
right.
You know. So I got those hooked up, too. So now it's, you know, Alexa, turn on the TV lights and bing. And
nice.
They come on. So we actually, you know, really like it. Of course, you could do without it.
Right. But you. So the components. So the guy called in was asking about what
yep.
type of hardware. What were the switch controllers that you used?
They
with?
Are. I started with Wi-Fi outlets.
Oh, so you bought.
It was disastrous.
Oh, so you bought one and then chucked it. All right.
Yeah. They wouldn't hook up and they'd lose the connection. It was horrible.
Oh, boy.
So those went back. But I ended up with a smart home hub. Which is about $100, a tiny little device.
What's it? Who makes it?
I think it's Samsung.
All right.
But smart home is like the I think is like the industry name, you know. So I think you can get a smart home from, you know, you can get a Joe's smart home, you get a Samsung smart home.
I got you. So some sort of smart home hub that's going to be compatible with Alexa.
Yeah,
okay.
Or Z-Wave or something like that, whatever it is. But that's now that's a hardwired Ethernet deal.
Okay.
It's not Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And that worked really well.
Okay.
So basically what you do is you get the smart home app.
Yeah.
And you set everything up that way.
Right.
And you could do routines like turn this light on at this time and this light off at that time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then once you have everything set up in the smart home app, then Alexa grabs the app and makes it voice control. But it really works pretty good, though. I got to tell you, there's, you know, sometimes, you know, Alexa, turn on the light.
That's my point.
But not
and
really,
then you trip
honestly,
and
though, yeah.
It's
but
like
not very often though. It really doesn't. It's really pretty reliable.
I just picture Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Christmas Vacation. Oh, my carpet, because Alexa wouldn't turn on the light.
Oh,
it's just me. I don't know. All right. So then, each one of those outlets don't actually that you have to pay for each one of those outlets. How much does that cost?
Yeah, I don't actually remember.
All
but
right.
The outlet communicates. I'm pretty sure it's radio frequency. To the hub.
Yep.
And
it looks like you can get a 4-pack for about $60.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably less than what I paid for. But yeah, that's right. So, but I said it's reliable enough that I've never gotten to a point where I said, forget it. It's not worth it.
So, Mitch, so here's the other part of me that knows the sausage, how the sausage is made with IT.
Yeah.
So you've got this system, and you've got all these great things that you like happening with your lights.
Right.
And the moment Alexa and the app are incompatible, and they make you buy them again, what will happen? Because
right.
that's part of me says that's what they're going to do to you. You know that's what they're going to do to you.
Yeah. Right. Apple syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, true. I never thought of that, but yeah. No. Then I'm probably done.
You
know, that was fun. But
I hope they don't do that to you. But that's the kind of thing that happens in IT all the time.
Yeah.
The app updates. Now you need this new update to this. Oh, now your smart plugs are stupid again.
Yeah.
And I can just see that happening because you just can't trust the industry not to do that to you.
But you're right. It could be. Yeah. No, it didn't occur to me. But again, like I said at the beginning, it's, you know, useless but cool. So it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You know, it was nice. I guess I would say, well, it was nice while I had it. But
that's cool. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And you've got some seriously voice controlled light bulbs.
Yeah. And also, real quick, that other guy, I just bought a gaming computer too, and I'm old.
Yeah.
Just like the other guy, I get online to play against these kids, and I'm dead in freaking 3 seconds. So
dead
I'm
meat.
Done.
Yeah.
I just play by myself also.
That works too. Nothing wrong with that, Bill.
Right.
I mean, Mitch.
Okay.
Thank
See
you, sir.
Then. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. There's somebody using his Alexa to do something. Got some technology to turn his light bulbs off and on. I don't like all the daisy chaining of the power plugs there. That makes me nervous. But feel free to get online. What have you done with your Alexa besides telling it to turn music on and ask you for a timer? I know TJ uses his to set a timer. You know, you set a timer for cooking something, which is pretty neat. If you cook, that might be handy to have Alexa tell you, well, time's up. Take the turkey out. As long as your internet's up, your internet goes down, your turkey's dead.
Well, why can't I have Alexa just take the turkey out?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's go on to, we got to probably take a break, right, Matt? Yeah. So we get a bunch of lines open. Feel free to get online. If you're an Alexa user and you, or any smart,
Google Home.
Yeah, smart speaker user. I shouldn't just say Alexa, you're right. If you've used that smart speaker for something other than asking it questions and playing music, you know, making your house quote unquote smart. Let me know. We'd love to hear what people are doing with their spare time. And if it's great, I would just love to hear how it works. And again, all the expense involved is the other aspect of it. But, you know, if it's worked out for you, we want to know. We're going to step out for a quick break. So, Bill, hang on. 3 lines open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online if you've got a computer problem, comment, question, concern, as usual. And, of course, if you're running an Alexa and you're doing something with it more than just having it, you know, play music, let me know. And you might be aware of this, maybe you're not, but Amazon and Google are in a battle. Basically, Amazon will no longer sell Google's Nest. They're battling the two big behemoths. Yet, you can control your Nest via Alexa. And someone brought this to my attention. Now that you can talk to Alexa to tell it to turn up or down the temperature, everyone has instant access to changing your thermostat. So, of course, the wife wants it warmer. You're like, I want it colder. The son wants it warmer. The daughter wants it, whatever. In my house, my kids are so afraid of that thermostat, they don't even get near it. Nobody touches that thermostat because it's already set. By who? Me. And that's simply Alexa now is improving and making your life maybe less.
I wonder with Google Home, you can set up to 6 accounts.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you could set the security on it so that only one of the accounts, one of the voices, can actually control the temperature.
You might be able to, but what a pain in the hiney. And the other point is, of course, the idea of the Nest thermostat was it's supposed to understand you, and you're not going to need to set it anyways. Because it's for a $300 thermostat, it should just know when you're cold and when you're not cold, right?
Look,
for that price.
If you want utopia, it's going to be complicated.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Bill in Windsor with a question. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Earlier this week, I discovered in the course of the day that the emails associated with my domain went offline.
Okay.
And after a period of time, they weren't going back on. So I called the company to host my domain and emails. Mm-hmm. And after explaining the situation and mentioning the word Comcast in the same sentence,
mm-hmm.
I learned that Comcast froze at one of their servers that affected around 400 of their clients.
Okay.
And that they were working with the people with Comcast out in Colorado to try to resolve this.
Okay.
Day two comes about, and there's still no working with these emails. So I called back again.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what they did that day was they migrated me over to a new server and
sure.
gave me a new IP address so everything was working well. This
yeah.
occurred. They do this overnight, so I had to wait the next day, which I understand.
Yeah, your email server was blacklisted, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's the word they use, blacklisted.
I know.
Exactly.
I know. Yep.
So my question is, why would Comcast freeze a server like this that it impacts so many people and raises havoc out there in the world without any notification and leading a number of people wondering what's going on?
Well, they didn't do anything. Their server got blacklisted. So basically your email goes out just like the post office, right? Think of the post office. Imagine if you in your town of Windsor, which was my hometown, imagine if the town of Windsor's post office was known to be sending out massive amounts of junk mail, which probably still
okay.
happens. But let's just say we could stop it. And the governor has the power to. And the governor says to Windsor, you're no longer sending mail because you're sending out massive amounts of junk mail. And everybody in Windsor wouldn't get their mail, okay, because they're sending out massive okay. amounts of junk mail. On your specific server, for your email box, that server was seen as a spammer of some kind, sending out massive amounts of junk mail. And that's because Comcast security on that server was bad.
Well, you said that there's like 400 other companies on the server.
Yeah, they all were.
So all you needed was one of them to be a spammer.
Right.
And it ruins it for the other 399.
So then the server is blacklisted. Then what Comcast has to do is beg the blacklists to say, hey, come on, guys. We didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't our fault. It was this one guy. Take us off your list. But the point is, everyone that's getting email knows that that server was a bad server. So our email systems at TAB would say, I don't want any mail from that server. It's a bad server. And mail can't flow. So Comcast didn't do anything other than have somebody, like Bob said, sending out a lot of spam or did a poor job on their security and the server itself was spamming. And they had to migrate you to one that was not. It happens. We had a client talk about it yesterday with a Google server. All their Google mail stopped working. Same thing happened to Google. It happens all the time. Nothing you can do about it, Bill. It's the nature of the beast.
Welcome to the cloud.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the cloud.
When
you're in the cloud, you're in a massive tenement building in the sky. It's actually not in the sky, but it's on somebody else's server. So those folks in the tenement that's with you are either good or bad. When you're dealing with your own server in your own office, guess what? The chances of that happening to you are much smaller, infinitesimally smaller.
Right.
So that's the difference. You can't do that, obviously. You're a home user, but it is what it is. All right, Bill?
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. So you're stuck with dealing with your tenements in the sky there. Let's go on to Mark in Windsor Locks. Hey, Mark, what are you doing with your Alexa?
Oh, Christmas time, I bought one of those foot switches for my for the lights on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Once you wrap your presents and you get them around the tree, you can't get at the foot switch.
Yeah, you got to put the foot switch in the middle of the tree like I do.
Ah, it's hard to get to. And you're stomping around at nighttime trying to turn the thing off, and it never works. So.
I hear you.
So, Alexa, turn the Christmas tree off.
There you go. Look at
it
you.
It works really well.
Look at you. So what was the little switch cost there for that convenience?
You know what I did is I bought one of my brothers an Alexa for Christmas, and when I bought it, it came with the switch for five extra bucks.
There it is.
So I kept the switch.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. You solved the problem.
Yeah, but now his brother knows he didn't get the other piece.
Come on. You can't look a gift Alexa in the mouth. Let's go on to David in Southington next. David, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I've been getting like emails and buzz about Wi-Fi electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something for real, or what's the story with this?
Do you mean wireless electricity?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Nick Tesla had that idea a long time ago.
Right. I know, and I thought for some reason that you know, between you know big interests, I don't know that idea was bought out and never implemented.
Well, basically, it's because of electricity neutrality, where they decided to keep everything running the same way it's been running for hundreds of years with those wires, those things hanging in the wires.
Right.
That's the kind of thing that you're right. I mean, could it be something that we've been avoiding or not looking at? I've seen similar things as far as people talking about wireless electricity. Again, Tesla had the idea long ago. Could it be in our future? Who knows? I hope so. I mean, these wires really are a horrible way to send power, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I just, there was a thing across the internet that came to my, I don't know, like through my cell phone, you know, how you get these things, you know, all these things, I don't know. And so it was, you know, and I know of Tesla's research from years ago, but they said that wireless electricity is something that's going to be implemented, and Starbucks is already implementing this. And you know,
really?
Like, all right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I don't know if this is like fake news or if this is something that's real and viable. I have no idea.
It's all over the web, but I don't see anybody that's actually implementing it commercially.
What do they call it? Nanocrystal technology, I think, was the term.
Wireless electricity is here, according to CNN.
Hmm.
Wireless power. I mean, you know, it's been in theory for a long time.
I mean, if it comes, it's great, because these wires are just horrible. I'd rather have my own ability to generate power with solar or wind and have my own batteries. But
if somebody comes up with this technology and it's successful and it's efficient, it's going to be real expensive out of the box.
And we're probably going to all glow.
You guys are usually at the pulse of what's real and what's not, so that's what I was, you know.
We're victims like you guys, like you too, though. I mean, Bob said CNN has an article, so it's got to be true.
Right.
We'll check it out, but hopefully something like that's coming. I mean, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, it'd be very interesting. It'd be interesting with all the changes in technology. What makes me kind of raises my eyebrows on a lot of this stuff is, well, you got to take a look at blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies,
right.
and then you know taking a look at that and the changes in technology now, you know, wireless electricity, driverless cars. I mean, how far fetched is wireless electricity when you have driverless cars?
I agree, you know, but the problem is
our
infrastructure has been set and has been controlled so poorly. Regulated so poorly, controlled so poorly. I mean, literally, it's still done the same way it's been done for, I don't know, 100 plus years.
Right.
And again, I would contend that it has to do with the same concepts that net neutrality would bring to us if they didn't get rid of it with the internet.
Right.
You want that innovation to occur. And I just think that if you look at what's happened with our infrastructure with power, and how we can't transmit enough of it. Our lines are so old and they're unable to transfer power from distances where you want to get your great green energy from Maine, but you can't get it down here because our power lines are incapable of running it. Why? Because really nobody has a reason to invest in them. They only have a reason to invest in keeping them the way they are, right?
Yes.
And So I would contend that's kind of a regulation that's occurred because there's no impetus to improve the network. Well, net neutrality, that will do the exact same thing if we kept it running. It would keep us where we are rather than allow for the companies to bill and bill for different performances and speed. And that way you can deal with the market. So people say, well, I'll go to this guy and not that guy. Let the market build the network rather than having some regulator tell you this is how thick your wire has to be.
Now, the thing, funny thing about that is I don't need a super high speed internet. I mean, I use for email, internet surfing,
right.
And you know, I'm not a big gamer. So,
but
you do
for autonomous cars and what we want with IoT, where you want each car to talk to each other.
Right.
And you're gonna need, going to be 5G. That's going to be wireless 5G technology. That's going to be coming along. That's going to revolutionize everything. Once we go to 5G. All bets are off. And again, you're going to be able to get internet from all sorts of places rather than just a few when 5G comes along. So we'll see what happens, David.
I actually saw a documentary on Netflix that showed that. That showed that that car that actually senses everything around it and turns. And it uses lasers to bounce off things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to process very fast.
Yeah, and you need massive amounts of data are going to move back and forth. And that has to be – you're going to need wide bandwidth for that.
Yep.
So it'll have to happen. You may not need it right now, David, and I don't need it right now. But for that to work, we need some serious bandwidth.
Yeah. No. So. Just more of a curious question. But
well, we put the link up here for from CNN. You can read it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, David.
Bye.
Bye. That'd be great. Wireless electricity would be awesome. We'll step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls, and Tom wants to talk about it. Maybe he's got some insights that we want to know. And Tom from Harlington has got an SSD issue. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we're speaking to you wirelessly through a 50,000-watt flamethrower, WTIC. And let's get to your calls again. Another quick call about wireless electricity, because the CNN article is interesting. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, yeah. Well, a lot of people love these different things because it diverts them from reality, I think. But you already got wireless electricity, like you were saying. You got 50,000 watts, and it's just barely gets about a hundredth of a microvolt to my house 20 miles away. So I don't know. I think I remember reading a story about Tesla when he was working on that. He made his big radio wave generator or whatever it was, and he threw the switch, and he melted down the New York's Long Island power station that he was connected to.
Right. So nobody said we wouldn't have to wear some sort of special aluminum foil clothing. We would have to do that, obviously. We would have
to. even if it worked, you know, it's been a long time. Any patents would have been run out by now. So,
hang on. So the CNN website, so I hear you. I don't disagree with what you're saying. But this company called Witricity has examples of where they're actually powering phones, powering TVs, charging cell phones within a building. It wasn't like wireless it would go building to building, but it was within the building itself it was doing it. But they say that they'll be able to transfer power without any kind of wires, just like Wi-Fi in the future. So maybe it is coming. Check out this article.
As soon as they get an IPO out and they collect their money.
There it is. Well, the company's called Witricity.
It's just like a lot of stuff. It's fun. People love to put those articles out because they get hits. They're making money despite the reality.
You could be right. Yeah.
The article's from 2014, by the way.
Yeah, it's true. It's been around for a while.
So somebody recycled it. But, you know, as far as these driverless cars, and a lot of cars now have this advanced braking system, so you don't hit people and stuff. I said, I'm waiting for somebody to come out with an option so I can keep people an extra 40 feet behind me. Drive.
Like your own little jammer.
If they get within 50 feet, their brakes come on. You know, I want to be 8 feet
That's IoT. That will be coming. Eventually, the cars will be able to see each other, and that won't be able to be defeated. You could be forced to stay a certain distance. Yes, I'm sure that's coming.
The people
that
would
actually be a good thing. I mean, there's so many people tailgating.
The people in that think they can legislate the government utopia think that they're going to be able to outlaw all the cars that are not autonomous cars within 20 years.
Right, which I don't think I mind, seeing what I've seen in my travels.
Well, you know, I wish they would do the trains first. They have all these train accidents and
I know.
Tragedies. They can't even keep a train the right speed, and it doesn't even turn.
You're right. No, that's something that should have been in place years ago.
And on the comical front, I saw something on the web about somebody trapped an autonomous car by painting a white circle around it, and it won't go over a white circle.
That's witchcraft, isn't it?
So the Druids have come back.
They're back. They're back. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Anyway, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Yeah, you'd think by now the trains would be corrected. I don't know what it is or why it's taken so long to fix that whole positronic system when it comes to the train tracks. I mean, it costs money, obviously, but increase the fares. Let's go on to Tom in Harrington. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Morning. What can we do for you?
Hey, couple quick things, if I got the time.
I think so.
You were talking earlier with someone about SSDs.
Yeah.
And you said you had posted a link about things you're supposed to do with a SSD.
We have in the past. We can do it again, sure.
Yeah, no, I went back to the older shows and looked for it. I didn't seem to find it. I was wondering if you could repost that.
We can. Yeah, time flies when it comes to us, so we'll put some more links up there for you, sure.
Very good. And he was having a problem with his mouse. In Windows 7 locking up.
Yeah.
I had that same exact problem. I don't know what it was. I bought a new mouse, new software, all kinds of settings. I finally bit the dust and upgraded to Windows 10 and it went away.
Curious. I wonder if there's an issue there with Microsoft causing a problem on purpose.
I don't know.
I hope not. I hear you, Tom. That's obviously upgrading to the latest of anything should fix that problem. It just introduces new problems.
Yeah. I hear you. And one other thing in going.
Yeah.
I got security suite from Spectrum.
Okay, from your internet provider. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How much does that cost?
No, it's free.
Ah, great.
It's free.
Yeah.
But every time not every time, but certain times I go to basic sites that I've been using for years,
yeah,
and it's saying it's suspicious,
yep,
this and that.
Yep.
I do have open DNS from your suggestion.
Good.
Could I shut off the browsing protection?
Yes, you could. If open DNS is in place, you should have no need for the other one.
Okay, very good, very good. And as I go, what do you think about this new Intel Optane memory?
It's going to be wicked fast. We'll see what happens with it. You're going to have to modify your motherboard, though, processor. So it's the next generation of high-speed RAM. So it's a good thing.
Actually, I'm using an SSD right now, but
yeah.
Things are simpler with one hard drive, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
I was thinking of maybe trying that out with a new system with, like, one bigger drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When the prices come down a bit, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
All right,
thanks,
Tom.
Guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah. Always, when you get to the solid state, everything's going to be nice and fast for you. Everything we talked about today was posted live by Mike G., out at computertalkwithtab.com. It's our old-fashioned website. It's the name of the show.com. If you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, Tab Computer Systems is our day job where we support small business folks with their IT and networking and support needs. This is our 35th year in business. But if you go out to our Facebook page, you'll get the same links into your Facebook news feed as long as Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. If you follow us on Twitter, right there with Mr. Trump, Tab Computer Sys on Twitter. The links will go there as well. So I want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. And stick around. Dr. Lessie's going to be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll be giving you a second opinion on your health advice up next. Thank you, Matt, for producing.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.